There have been high schools for gifted teenagers on college campuses for many years. Students can take a mixture of high school and college courses. Similar schools for troubled teenagers are opening across the country. These middle colleges, as they're known, offer an alternative for teenagers who are bright but bored by traditional high schools. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports on such a school in North Carolina.
It's 8 a.m. at Greensboro Middle College High School, where chemistry teacher Bud Harrelson is just getting his class going.
Take 31 to the board for me, please. Adrian, she'll do 32, please. Jennifer.
As Harrelson's students 34. Start writing out equations from last night's homework assignment, they could be part of any high school science class, but Harrelson doesn't want them to behave in a typical manner.
Don't interrupt what we're doing to go to the restroom. Just go, come back. You handle it. Hungry? Eat. Get it over with. Be responsible for yourself.
Harrelson says his students have a real need to be independent.
I think most of them are rebellious, and their individuality is more important to them than conforming to what someone else thinks of them.
And that's why these students are here. Greensboro Middle College High School is for teenagers who don't fit in at traditional schools with all of their organized activities. Students like this often lose interest in school, and educators say some risk dropping out.
I was absent a lot, and I was missing lots of classes because I was doing other things.
Senior Stephen Royal is a tall, soft-spoken 18-year-old.
I really hated school because the attention level, each student was very low, and we didn't really get any personal attention or care there.
Royal says he felt like he was just a number at his old school. It had 2,000 students. He says no one cared when his grades fell to a C average. Barbara Zwadek, the school's principal, says students like Stephen need lots of attention or else they slip through the cracks.
They need that one-on-one contact. They need a smaller setting where folks know them as an individual.
Located on the campus of a small private college called Greensboro College, the high school is designed to do just that. There are slightly more than 100 students. Classes are kept small. As a rule, middle college high schools don't have extracurriculars. Instead, students are allowed to take one or two college courses of their choice every semester. Students who are bright but rebellious need that freedom, says Zwadek.
They are here about an education and about themselves and remove all the things that are extraneous to that. And they take their futures in their own hands and they have a maturity level that they can do that.
Zwadek also says there's little peer pressure to conform in a school where all the kids are different. Leah Gaston, an energetic 18-year-old with sparkly blue eyes, says she didn't know she could be such a good student before coming to Greensboro College.
Most of us that have come here have shown, you know, if we just put some effort into it and we have some people maybe to encourage us along the way, that we've been able to bring up our grades and, you know, we're doing a lot better now.
Gaston had straight A's last year. Her friend, Steve Royal, is also doing well. With the opportunity to take college-level drama and design courses, Royal has blossomed. He's even designed a set for an off-Broadway play in New York.
In the old environment, I didn't have the same feelings about high school or about life even. Here I feel much better about being who I am.
But Royal says middle college isn't the answer for everyone.
I mean, you have to keep a 3.0 at least to stay here. It doesn't work out for some people, but lucky for us, we were, you know, willing to try anything after the last high school, and this was a perfect fit.
Students who don't fit in here can apply to another middle college high school at a community college nearby. The school district is also opening a middle college just for teenage mothers in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Greensboro, North Carolina.